men and women fight to be different. What a foolish fight. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Men and women fight to be different, and what a foolish fight. Can you imagine how men like to be macho, they like to be strong, they like to be tall, they like to be the boss, they like to run the show? And can you imagine how women like to be strong and they like to be macho and they like to run the show? Oh, women are delicate, women are refined, women are special. Yes, that is an image that is a good image, but it's an image that is passé. Women want to be recognized for who and what they are. Over the years, women were perfectly happy to work through the back door and to work around the men and to have the men get the credit and do the things that were done. And really, it was a very admirable way to do it, because the women then could go about the things that really delighted them. They had time to take care of their family at home. They had time to have a family. They had time to wake up in the morning and after everybody was out, then they could have their second cup of coffee, sit down and have a meditation and be in perfect quiet because they've emptied the house. And in their lovely meditation, they think all is harmony and peace and goodness. And then, in a flick of a moment, in the flash of an eye, the flick of an eye, whatever we want to say, they do their work at home, whatever it may be, the housework, the things that they're doing. And if they do it well every day, beautifully, it's not a big chore at any time. And then when they finish that, then they have time to take a book and read it, or they have time to write a book. They have time to sit down at their desk and dream their dreams. Or they have time to get on the phone, as many of them do and don't recognize this. They have time to get on the phone and call their friends and their neighbors and call people in their world and tell them how much they love them, tell them how they see them beautiful, how they see their life wonderful, how they see them healthy. Regardless of whether they're in the hospital or with a cough or whatever, they see them healthy. And when women take this time, this treasured time, to do that, they create about them a world of loving, unconditionally loving people, because they themselves are unconditionally loving. Now, women sometimes like to go out and play tennis. And so they go out and play tennis after they've done their chores at home. And they feel so luxurious in doing that. And they're with their friends and they chat and they talk about nothings. They're in the banal aspect of life. And that's delightful because that's their choice. Some others get into discussion groups. They get into discussion groups, and they're all over the world. They get into discussion groups down at the library or down at the museum. Or they get into discussion groups with a special program that they create, the school giving, you know. Philosophy for mothers who have finished their homework, you know. And so the women would go to school just like the children would. And they would spend an hour or two, maybe more, in a class of philosophy for women who have positive aspects to contribute to the world philosophy. And so these women would go there and talk, not banal things, not just whose baby is this and whose house is that and how tough the world is and how rotten these things are, but positive attitudes like, this is a glorious world we live in. We're the creators of our world by our thought. We are the masters of our world. We are the masters of our thinking. We are the masters of our universe. And wow, wouldn't that be interesting? Well, men and women like to be different. It's so foolish to do so. Men and women are just the same. I find it very harmonious to think about the people in the Norwegian areas and Scandinavian areas where many of the men prominently have chosen to be stay-at-home dads, who take care of the family and the kids in the house, and not stay-at-home moms, but stay-at-home dads. And the stay-at-home moms went to work. They decided they wanted to have a job. They wanted to take their genius and apply it to some field. Now, you see, women really are not different from men, and men are not different from women. Oh, you say their physiological body is, well, perhaps. But even that is a mental thing. Men have feelings for women when they're going through certain pain periods, and women certainly have feelings for men as they're having their pain periods in adjusting to life and the world. Those things are all so universal, so universal. Now, men and women are not really different. They really are one. And the more that men and women think of themselves as one, the more harmonious is their relationship. The more beautiful is the world in which they live, the more fulfilling is the world in which they find themselves. But it's only because men and women stop fighting to be different. Then stop that foolish fight and get into the concept of knowing that they both have beautiful, significant ideas, beautiful, significant ideas of what turns them on in life, of what makes their life fulfilling and rewarding and exciting. Now, what makes your life fulfilling, rewarding, and exciting? Are you doing a man's job? Are you doing a woman's job? Who says it's a man's and a woman's job? Are you raising children, or are you not raising children? Is that a man or a woman's job? Are you creating a universe of harmony and peace and love? Are you tending the garden of your heart? Some women are excellent gardeners. Some men are excellent gardeners. Some women are not interested in gardening. Some men are not interested in gardening. Those who are do quite well at it. And those who do are not, they have no interest in it, and they therefore do not apply themselves in it. This is just as easy as pie. But where do you stand on this? Where do you stand on this fight to be different? Do you wear clothing that shows you off to be a man and you're a woman? Do you wear clothing to show off that you have a feminine side to your manliness, and you want to, you know, show it off? You want to wear the colors that women wear? You want to wear the fabrics that women wear? You want to wear these things? And as a woman, you want to wear a suit-like clothing? You want to wear clothing that sort of reflects the idea that you're the boss? That reflects the idea that you're in a business activity? This is a business suit. This is a business world. Well, don't fool yourself. Men and women like to be whoever they are. But they have been taught that when they're playing that role, they're supposed to play that role in such a way that they reflect whatever the role is they're playing. And how interesting that is. For years, men have run women's magazines. And then, little by little, they allowed the women to take over the magazine, or the women allowed themselves to take over the magazine. For years, men have been the politicians of the world, and the women were always behind them. They were always the force behind them, in fact. But little by little, women are not going around the back door. Women are coming right out in front and saying, "These are my beliefs." Now here we are, how many thousands of years into life, and women are beginning to run for political offices of prominence. Many times the man would die who was the king and the woman would be the queen. Many times the man would die who is the boss of a company and the woman would take it over with the help of the men. But the day is here. The day is here now when great women have taken over great responsibilities. Women have ruled great nations. Women have ruled in great areas and been great leaders in the Parliament of England and in Israel and the Philippines and many other countries. Women have been in a man's role, and not one person thought that woman should be a man in that role. They said, she really knows what she's doing. Now you see, men and women don't need to fight to be different, because each one is unique. You take a bunch of men and put them together, and they're all expressing themselves in unique, harmonious ways, beautiful, fantastic ways. And they're not trying to be different. And they're not trying to be the same. They're just being themselves and having fun. Now, as women today, and as men today, rather than fighting to maintain their universal dignity as, quote, men, quote, women, foolish fight, if rather than doing that, they would just be themselves and have fun, then the fight would be over, and the genius would always be on top. The most magnificent president of the United States would be the president, whether that president was a woman or a man. The most magnificent Secretary of State, the most magnificent leaders in various other departments, the Prime Minister of England, the most magnificent one would be Miss Thatcher, perhaps. And perhaps not. Perhaps there are many others. Perhaps Blair outshone Miss Thatcher in many ways, and perhaps not. But each was unique, and each did their job, and each was very special. So today I say, in my heart, for me, men and women delight in being themselves and having fun. And that's the most wonderful delight that anyone could ever have. The bell has rung, the fight is over. Both hands are held up high as the winner. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.